Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, are you a human honey trap for mosquitoes? Is this the time of year when you turn into a human-sized pincushion? Well, if so, there's some potentially good news on the horizon. Dr. Susan Kelleher from DCU's School of Chemistry has been reading up on exciting new research. She joins us now. You're very welcome, Susan, to the programme. It's all to do with genetics, if mosquitoes like you.
That's right. So genetics, I suppose, is quite a big overarching term. But if we break that down, one of the main things is blood type, which is controlled by your genes. So blood type, not a surprise, mosquitoes harvest proteins from our blood, and that's what they're looking for. And research has shown that they land on people with O type blood nearly twice as often as those with A type, and with B somewhere in the middle. And Ireland actually has 47% type O blood, which is quite high considering the other countries. For example, Italy only has 39, or some other countries have lower. So that's one reason perhaps that the Irish people tend to maybe get caught up a lot with mosquito bites. And believe it or not, also, depending on your body temperature, this also can affect whether or not mosquitoes are going to come for you. So if you're exercising, if you're warm, if you're on holidays and you're hot, they will seek that out like a missile seeker, and they'll come and get you when you're warm. Or if you're pregnant and you're warmer than average, they'll also target you, unfortunately. So some things you can't help, right? And another thing, amazingly, they will target whether or not you smell of your breath, smelling of CO2 as you exhale. And they can smell this from about 50 metres away, which is phenomenal. So if you are breathing out quite heavily, again, if you're exercising or if you're a larger individual, they'll come for you. Which is, you know, something we can't really control, right? We need to breathe out as much, you know, that's part of what we do. So they're going to come for you, and they can find you no matter what you do. And you can't really avoid it, it looks like.
Yeah, no, this actually makes so much sense to me because they love me. They love me. And no matter how much mosquito spray or whatever I put on me, like, I'm always the person just covered in bites. And I used to joke, it's because I'm so sweet. But apparently it is my blood, you know, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
So what can we do then to repel these creatures?
So there's two main ways. The first thing is physically. So believe it or not, just putting on long clothing, long trousers, and in places like sub-Saharan Africa, where we know mosquito bites is a significant, you know, bringer of disease and many deadly diseases associated with it, they would use these mosquito nets. So if you're out somewhere tropical, mosquito nets are particularly good and effective in those spaces. But here at home, one thing is to use a repellent. And so the main repellent that people use is what we call DEET. You probably know it. It's the main ingredient. Smells, we don't really like the smell of it. And it turns out, nor do mosquitoes. So it's called diethyl methyl toluamide. And it's a sort of a yellow oil that you put on your skin. And what it does, it actually tricks the mosquitoes. They just get confused by it. They don't understand what the smell is. It doesn't smell like humans. And it also, researchers think that it blocks the sense of smell of the mosquitoes as well. So the little sensors in their nose, as they try to seek you out, get blocked with this chemical because it's going up and it's volatile and it's going into their nose.
Well, hang on a second here now, Susan, because there's something I don't understand, right? Their little noses must be extremely powerful, because if they're smelling your blood, what?
Yes.
Like, do they have subcutaneous smelling power then? Can they smell under? Can they?
They can smell. They can smell. Well, sorry, it's not the blood that they're smelling. They're smelling the volatile organic compounds that are coming out of your skin. So when you breathe out, or the things that are released from your skin. So different people with different blood types are seen to give off different chemicals from their skin, believe it or not. And so there's a direct correlation with the type of blood,
type
that you have.
So your smell depends on your blood type to a certain extent,
yes.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of factors, but that's one thing, obviously, that the mosquitoes are targeting are the special chemicals that is given off from your skin type, that's associated with your blood type.
And that oily, that yellow oil that you have to put on yourself, does it smell rotten?
How do you not know? Have you never had to use DEET?
No, like, not really.
Oh my God. So,
I don't
sorry,
think so.
Susan.
I'm not as sweet as you, Sarah, obviously, for mosquitoes. I don't recall being bitten. Midges now are my nemesis. Are they the same?
They're different. They're different species. You'll know if you get bitten by a mosquito.
You will.
No, I know they're different species. Susan, give me some credit here.
Well, you actually asked the question, are they different species?
Do they work the same in terms of their little noses?
So I think mosquitoes have a much, much greater sensing power of these things. I think midgets, if they're just around you, they're very different, I think, in the way that they interact with you. But there is hope on the horizon. I think it's really nice to see because, you know, DEET itself, it's not a great chemical. It's a bit toxic. The EU, it doesn't really like it. You know, we try not to use a lot of it. But there's been work this week that's been published from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And that they've made is like a mixture of super tiny strands of like toughened paper. And this kind of clicks together to form like a physical barrier, a bit like, you know, the magnetic toys that kids play with that they click together.
Oh, yeah.
And when you put this on your, when what they do is they mix this with what's called indole, which is another repellent, and it makes a coating that has been shown to stop mosquitoes by feeding up to about 80%. So if we can start to develop these types of coatings, it's like, be like kind of putting a nanoscopic cling film on your skin.
It's like
and just
bubble
stopping
wrap. For Sarah.
Yeah, sounds really comfortable.
It's like bubble wrap for Sarah. Here comes Sarah.
That'd be lovely, you know, lying on the beach in the
a
bubble
day
wrap.
At the beach.
So not constrictive. You can still go about your business, but it'll stop the, you know, the VOCs, these volatile organic compounds from our skin going out there and stop the mosquitoes from targeting us. So there's that, and there's also Italian scientists have been looking at developing really effective mixtures of different kinds of volatile compounds that are 8 times more effective than DEET. So these products are being tested.
Oh, this is great news, Susan.
You
know, this is wonderful
news. You only
news.
Have to put it on, you know, once a day. And there's also a really nice project coming from DARPA, which is the American Defense Projects Agency. And they're looking at basically changing the way that your body gives off scent. And they think that if you can get a coating, that will basically stop you from needing protection for more than 2 weeks. So it'll cover you for 2 weeks. You put it on once, you go on your 2 week holiday and you're sorted.
Oh, so hope on the horizon. This is great news. Thank you so much. And I won't have plastic bags melting in my hands anymore, which would be also nice. Dr. Susan Kelleher, thank you so much for joining us. That's Dr. Susan Kelleher from DCU's School of Chemistry.